学佛的当年就是戒，那个取舍戒别算。若老百姓三戒者，不人说三戒就当所戒者。讲究佛的当年就是戒，那个取舍戒别。若老百姓三戒者，不人说三戒就当所戒者。能了，讲究佛的当年取舍戒别算那么戒，若老百三界者不人说。还能听谁？哦，呀，那这里俺你日些过有了哇？那日的出来不些要买的，你买了不些要买的？那俺就隔离隔离，听你们些个些个多买的。那这样，就算讲不过别说我嘞，去一样来也没些人呢，他的容貌阴森呢，他的那别个做不来。第二两个对面出去接了个第一我用是九月份第两的嘞，现在人生人的他五毛病都不见了，他那别个伤心的这个啦，冬天都会有蚊子。东北人来，你等着夜晚他们这忙不歇也要忙的。可，让些东北人对到这边就对恁台湾嘛，都等着他们这个夜晚要忙的时候呢，做不做用的？因为去年来，可是让些给人们这忙不歇没不赢那样，可下次给因为不给单去住吧。门朝忙不有人在电笔区去检查给电笔区门朝啊提前准备就这么了说吧，我等着有个男性给人家人得了呀，区间得了第一等给人家人给人把他你打呢，人家有些缺乏人事他和男性给两队去提拔两队去提拔提前去提拔人家提拔这么个人说说呀，人家刚上门朝这么个多了吧，因为这个地的地生呢，电器有关的吧，有些缺乏的生人家更多呀。
So, as Maitreya has stated, there is no difference with regard to suchness or the Dharma Dhatu. And suchness, so therefore there won't be a difference among among the nature, but nature he's referring to the Buddha natures. Regardless of who possesses that particular Buddha natures, and there is no difference among the Buddha natures, as there is no difference among the Dharma Dhatu or the suchnesses. And so, and then it says, however, there are the differences with regard to its basis, it says. So therefore, what it really suggests is, in the standpoint of Madhyamaka, where all those nature or the Buddha nature is asserted as an emptiness. It is more of existence. In other words, it's the ultimate nature of reality. That is how the Madhyamaka asserted. And however, there are differences with regard to where this emptiness actually abides, which is the basis that serves as the basis for this emptiness. And there are a lot of differences. So therefore, we find a different basis which all the different achievement, it is also called 13 different types of achievement.
Yeah, that telling and do because do be ten rangin nil she yon do tell jijane in a riki mwotan riksun jutsutan in a riki javi ta riki nge siksen in a日了嘛，夜晚都会去，一下呢。当不得了， Ani sum jani, nyantui deba, sem tamba, umabi tani luk, da luk mandawa sum jini ma xie yongdu. Tambu tala, ani, duwa longli, chu gu tang, su nim tang, ni mel ngangan tsamji, cha xi ban paveri, pangwa tang, gomba la gawa, ani paveri isani, paveri jishani. Chinsur ndi le ndi jena rambur matobar ane tawa tobo shi song eba wosa. Ta jibi ne gobak tan tambu sumji cho chugu so da kiwi ngobo la siba ti tse Shivar Jela Tami Dada Dagiwa Nikala Sibi Tendu Ene Shivar Jeti Zule Majan Pari Sheso Tansa Tatundan Dawa Tilan the second do Yanchu Kutene Rig Dosu Tela Ene Chugu Ngangon Samji Choshiva Sonim Ngangon Samji Choshiva Neman Ngangon Samji Choshiva Say Tigi Tisumbu Tigi Ini ngaran su pugi tanyi masa wa tanyi ki tongwere wa. Doba sonyum jin taa se di be jik gwenya yinaya be jik yi mandiga nyi yi mandiga teni be mamu shivu uchi ten doba cheni te che dea. Saya yinaya be jeto doba cheni shivu uchi chea. Ini taga nanga desa yinaya shivu uchi be tarin doba gwenya teni cheni. Jeba inan doba sonyum jin taa sen ta, inan doba magangwa jini ta, inan choye hudub tukuyo ma re sen ta songuyo re. Inan ngayashan tuwin ta sa di ta, choye dubin tunjin zani masangwa nawa inan ne, ane choye dub tukuyo ma re yang, choye dubin tsoa zan tiso kanga meba inan tiso zesan jo de kukuyo re, tenri ma inba jini. Ta shetak ji tuye meba, inan ta duwa yi tenri ma inba jini, Ti gāla tani rik dhūpche ki ta nyōmo bāsa tūsū pāmba la gāwa tāng, pāmba ta gōmba la gāwa. Ini gōm jāwani tani chēni dē tuwa yinā, tī jīwa tēla pāwe rik sēk yō rēs. Tāmbu sūmbu tēgi lam gōmbi nōrōng tū chēk yōngu yō rēs. Pāmba ta gōmba la gāwa sēngan tēgi, ini pīgi chāso nyōmo bāsa tūsū ta tēni, Ini tawa tuji yobati, ini tenyungu yoresan, tati cheta mayun dosu tindi shekintu ya.
So starting with this, the Buddha nature. So it is, in the text it says such as a nature, so which refers to the Buddha nature. So to start with, it actually begins with the four steps or the four stages, basis of accomplishment or achievement, object of accomplishment, purpose of accomplishment, and nature of accomplishment. So then, with regard to the basis thereof two, general and particular. And then with regard to general, then there are of four types and a characteristic of the a nature. Way in which it becomes a nature and divisions of the nature and definitive terms of the Buddha natures, and with regard to any characteristic of the Buddha nature, and then the way the characteristic of the Buddha nature is asserted, again dependent upon the four different types of philosophical tenets here. First, it starts from the Vaivachika's assertion. of Buddha nature, or it's in the Vaiveshika they call what's called Arya, the nature of Arya. So with regard to the Vaiveshika's standpoint, the Arya nature is explained someone who is content and who is totally content and who would like to engage in the meditation to elimination of affections, it says, delusions, and who is relying upon the, you know, engaging in the act of alm, you know, asking for alm or the begging from others, one's own, you know, all those necessary, the one's own necessary needs are not, you know, it is based upon, you know, begging from others. And then it says, so here again, it is stated, a practitioner, according to, again, this Vaiveshika, practitioner must maintain one's own way of life as a middle way, not really, you know, falling into extreme, you know, asceticism or the very extreme sort of luxurious way of life. Therefore, practitioner must maintain the middle way. One's, you know, way of life must maintain a middle way by saying, not really seeking a very luxurious place and where you really become uncontent, you know, regardless of what kind of material gain that one may have. One is longing to have more and more, even though you have a lot of things by yourself, then that again become obstacles for one's practice. So therefore, this extreme of the luxurious way of life must be abandoned. And then similarly, then one must again not, you know, one must not, you know, again adapt that one has nothing, even with no shelters and so on, because then this is again one is falling into an extreme of asceticism, because then this will again become obstacles for one's practice. So therefore, practitioner must maintain that of the middle way. And then it says, someone who would like to engage in the practice of meditation, then to eliminate or eliminate these delusions is said to be a path that actually leads oneself to liberation.
Yeah, that is gombala gawa sense ngaz gombu gyor ma to entiye yongo ma ta gomdu tambo telebe ta chumden de gi tene ta wa kata ga cha ja ji se ne duji tam je ma ta wa sa je tam je dunga wa chue tam je tong sha da me ba nyang le de ba thar ba se ne ta de nam ba yin se kang ga ge be khe len go yo te ga se na san ji ge be kata se de be Namba in the till killing Guve, Piggy, Dangut Matanata, the Javier, the number in Shinjil, the killing Guve. The killing and done to Shitanji Matawa sang and the Kiji in Jindong and Tai Matawa talk how we should ready. Did go Matun and Jiore. Matawa Rabba. Also, Top Cosan Tombu Shivichi me in the Masandro and the Wu. And the Pendulum of Sobatin Kandi Yahushiwe in the Nyamdo and the Wu. Tā kāngā tī yu lā rī, tā rī tāntā rī sā tī sāyī, ānā chūngā shā sāyī rī, tī mā bū kujī yu rī, tāntā tāntā chī nāṁ tāntā pāntū, nāṁ rī pū, nāṁ rī sāyī shīn rōngā yu rī, mō rā tāntā rī jīvī devu chī rōngā, tāṁ nī shīn rōngā yu rī. Chē sā, mā tā wā kā tī yu ngā yī nā hā kō mā rī sāṁ nī, tā tī sāṁ tāṁ yu rī, tā,
So we talked about, you know, meditation to eliminate delusions or the afflicted emotions. So therefore, again, to manifest this Arya's Arya nature, one need to again eliminate all those delusions. And delusions can be eliminated through meditations. It is only through meditations with the application of antidotes. To apply a direct antidote to delusions and single-pointed meditation is required. So therefore, meditation must need it. And so here, meditation, to do the meditation, you know, one must first, in accordance to this this particular philosophical tenets, which is Vaivarshika, there are four, what we call the four seals of the doctrines that is need to be meditated upon. Actually, these four seals of the doctrines of the Buddha is practiced by all the jnanas, you know, regardless of what kind of class that one might belong to, whether one belong to the, you know, Mahayana or Hinayana. When it comes to the practice of those four seals of the doctrines, and it is practiced by all those vehicles, the practitioner of all the vehicles. And so, in fact, it says, to become oneself a real Buddhist practitioner, one must understand what those four seals really means. Or seal, or just in its kata, ichaya, which is the seal that actually you are given the seal to become a practitioner of the Buddhist. So that is what is called the four seals of the doctrines. And so therefore, first one need to contemplate on when the Buddha taught this four seals of the doctrines, and first he taught all the conditioned phenomena are impermanent, and contaminant. All the contaminated phenomena are suffering, and all phenomena are empty, and nirvana is peace. And those are the four seals the Buddha taught. And what are those seals? You know, again, one need to go through those meditations. There are a lot of different sequence of the meditation involved within these four seals, starting from conditioned phenomena as impermanence. So when we talk about impermanence, there are many levels of impermanence to be meditated upon. Gross level of impermanent nature, and the subtle level of and subtlest level of impermanent nature as well. And so at the moment, we may not be able to really have a proper understanding or to be meditate upon the subtlest level of impermanent, but one must first begin with meditating upon the gross level of impermanent. And by reflecting one's mind upon that, you know, the gross level of transitory nature, something that come into, you know, something that changes. For instance, if someone has a really high position, and such an individual may in no time he no longer retain those positions. He no longer have those kind of positions. He may be a very highly respected person at the other day, but the next day, and this person's is no longer respected by. So those are, you know, the gross level of impermanence. And then similarly, when we think about, you know, the things that we have, something that we very cherish and something that is really valuable to ourselves, and at the moment, at one moment, we look at this as something very cherishable and something that we consider as a very valuable. But at the very next moment, again, when the condition arises, it may be no longer as it was. You know, maybe you may break it, or maybe it become shapeless and so on. And then that is again the indication of it. Actually, if we were able to focus one's mind on how the things changes, then that really enables you to focus your mind on understanding of impermanent nature. Although we are unable to realize all those impermanent nature directly, without, you know, directly non-conceptually, but we need to actually learn how to meditate, how to understand the impermanent nature in this way. Or this will then one will let oneself to understand how those the subtle level of impermanent nature. So without focusing on that, without deepening oneself into the nature of this level of impermanent, then one will not be able to. So then when one have this, when you have understanding of this, you know, how things really changes, and then one will able to reflect one's own life again, and how the life changes, how the life is really in the nature of transitory. It doesn't live forever. It doesn't, exist forever, and so on. And then when you have this, then this will lead you to move to the other things, because so then if that is the case, so when we pass away from this life, and what can one really take with us? Because everything is transitory in nature, and the one's body and aggregate, psychophysical aggregate, so on and so forth, can be left behind. And then we are traveling with oneself. And then so now what will accompany us at the time is our own deeds here. Again, positive and negative deeds. And the positive deed will accompany us in a positive way, and negative deeds will accompany us in a negative way. So when understanding this, then even this body, which we cherish in a very great way, we cherish very much this body itself, again, can be left behind. And then when you have this understanding, then how contaminated phenomena are suffering in the nature of sufferings. And And so now, then now, since this is a, all these contaminated features are nature of suffering, and now I must, you know, overcome this contaminated nature of one's, you know, body, and must attain high levels of, happiness, which is the lasting or everlasting happiness. Then when you have this, when you have this kind of genuine desire to achieve this, then you will, what we call, have a aspiration to attain liberation will arise. And then when this will then lead oneself to what really makes oneself to lead to this, liberation, then the all phenomena and emptiness will come. Because this is through understanding ultimate nature of reality, one then to be able to gain the state of liberation. And so when we talk about this, here, emptiness, we are talking about, standpoint of Vaivarshikas, which is very, a gross level of emptiness that we are talking about. However, it is very important one to understand the Vaivarshikas standpoint of emptiness. It's because of this, then will lead oneself to the next, a higher level of understanding of emptiness. Without this, one will not be able to have directly understanding of emptiness.
Yeah, that is the reason you will choose Tanzo Randele. The Dalim Pava Nam Jivina, and then Pavizik Jite, she was the Jivati, Pavizik Say Garisena, then the Chukwita, Sonyamta, Nima Ngangotanji, Choshivichi, Tigala, and the Pomata Gombala Gawachin, Gunguina, Tandashaya Gunguina, Soji Saliyam Pane, Pavi Kumba, Tumjur, Pava Jiangri, the Intel and Pavizik Jisene, Pavizik Jusur Tindichiris. Wambu Gunichiva Yenata, Tindigit the name Pavizik Jula Dengendel, Wambu Notur Nioris. Ombu notu niyo ta tini ki chepar kandhi chire se na zole kachik tambu ne te rigi kachik jangwa le chur toos. Kansa kashi tambu ne ya ene pigi lamla shu yongdu ne ene pigi tanda pabe rigi wati kuro gom ne te jula ya jie ne よでわてちわがめこんでるてにいるわてにいよでんがわもんのんぼやなたんぼにちばちねちえとぶちやだにゃめんでもまとぶたむんどさんでべそんたねおてんでけてねだだだけわんぜんべんぜんばだらぶどでんてにかさりちよです。かじじんわれじゅとせかじたんぼてんでよまわもとぶてんでよまだ 当不能破壁这些人，伢们能接个？能破壁恐怕脱不了，谁都得被接生这样的呀。他的，他的送工都三节，专门那个他的送工下，天上挨着伢们能接不赢呢？那破壁这些人，那个人能挨破壁恐怕脱不了，因不是什么呢？那工呢？家呢？那住了，他不同意就落几样跟他的这个有啊，这是我的送工的呀。So,
sorry, I forgot earlier translation. The previous translation I realized right now, sorry about that. And so I'll go through this verse. And it says, once you have this understanding of ultimate nature, of the emptiness with regard to this Vaivarshika, then then one will, you know, naturally maintain those four characters that we talked earlier, who will rely, whose, you know, food on begging, one's, you know, daily foods, and the, whatever the clothing that one have is contained with the clothing, and the place where you live, you are totally contained. And then, so Chogyo, which is actually referring to the monk's yellow robe, with one yellow robe is contained, you know, whose it is sufficient for their clothing and so on. So, and then it says, those who are contained with, those who are totally contained by having those four character, those four, characters, then it says one will naturally be to be able to engage in meditation for a long period of time without any difficulties. So therefore, we find a lot of meditators who meditate in the cave for long period of time and with a very delightful manner, and we see this. And so although at this point, at this moment, that we are unable to engage in such a practice, but one must set one's goal to reach that level in one day as a practitioner. Okay. So then, so here, to so then here, speaking of, you know, the practitioner who is contained with those four characters, who are contained with these four characters, and who are actually engaging in with carrying all, so conducting those four practice, I would say, and carrying out their practice, and we find that two classes again. One is the, you know, sharp faculty, who possesses sharp faculty, and who has a lower, you know, inferior faculty practitioners. So, so here there are two types of faculty, and the one, the sharp faculty one, it says without, prior to their actually engaging in their path, prior to generating the path within themselves, they have a keen interest in understanding of emptiness through their meditation on what they call analytical, through the analytical meditations, and who would like to actually seek a liberation by understanding the reality, by understanding without, by, you know, having an idea without understanding nature of reality. It is not possible for the individual to gain the state of liberations. With this understanding, then they actually engage in the path. This is referring to the someone who has a sharp faculty one. And then there's an inferior faculty who is not very much, you know, gone through meditation and a lot of reasonings and so on, but rather based on their firm belief and their faith, if one engages in the practice, at some point, one will be able to gain the state of liberations. And through, you know, and then it is again what we call the inferior faculty who follows, who is the follower of the faith tradition. And then the previous one is what we call the sharp faculty who is followers of the reasonings. So those, there are of two types.
Yeah. Tā tā jāng sē, nyāntū tēnyi gālū lā, nē pāpi rīk sēn, tā tā yor dēn, yī nā yā rīk tē lā, rāngshī nē rīk tā, jīnchū jī rīk sē, tēndī yī wā nē, nē shē yō mā rē sē, shē wā nē mē tō sē, tē yī dū, nyāntū tēnyi gālū lā, tā rīk tēndī jī jā gā yō rē sē lā.
So this is according to the lower schools, philosophical schools, how they assert the Arya's nature. However, it is not really, we're not really talking about the Buddha nature that that talks by the higher classes, such as, you know, not naturally abiding Buddha nature and then developable Buddha nature. This is not that we're talking about here. It is mere Arya's nature, that's what you call, based upon the lower schools, lower two schools, philosophical tenets.
Yeah, then you but in the same time be net and say the Yonzu Truba, yeah, number neat is Tabatam, Metaba was Chetans, Metaba Kain, but then number neat is Chetanjik Delta. Tāpātā mātāpā nīśyā gā yōrī, mātāpā tēlā yā nāmbā nīśyā nāpā nīśyā yōrīs. Tēnī bū gārī sēnā yā tāpā yīhī jī dānyi tāṁ, sāpāṁ jī dānyi tō sē. Yā tāpā yīhī sēdū, yīnī kō sāpāṁ tī jāsā gā jī sēm tī jī. tīngi sabun chī dānyi sīdhū sabun lī chāpa chīni yore sabun chī dānyi tu shētāṁ. Sabun chī dānyi chāṁ rāñjīn tu nē bātāṁ, yāng tāpur trū bātāṁ, nāmba nī tēs. Sabun sētila yā rāñjīn chī bē nē tēngi pīkī sīm gāla yōngi chīk tāṁ, yāng tāpur trū bā sīdhū, yāng bēcun chēni tī gāng trūpi yōng kēn chī chēni nāmba nī bā shē jī yōrī sā tā sēn sā bā kōrāng lō rē shē bā nē, shē bā nā sā nāmba rī jiāng wā tāng rāng yīn jī rī lā yāng tū nē sā nāmba rī jiāng wā sā tū yīnī pī kē mī tūng bī shō drupa tū sū jiāng rō sā kē rāng yīn jī rī lā yāng tū nē sā tū rāng yīn nē rī lā tū nē Kunshi nambar shiva se tanyi dhati se. Rigi yosa te kawa yore, ti dhiva tasa te karitan taka yore se du, ene rangin nerik ti, ene kunshi nambar shiva se du, ngandu tsotuk li jembe, semtambi lula namki tso jeshe yore wa. Miki namki, navi namki, nai namki, che namki, luchi namki, ichi namki, che tukche. Ti kanla, ene kunshi namki che, ene nyoyo sen ta namki tso je ndo ngende semsamba yinza. Namki tso je ke tangane, ene same semji sabun yosa tel kunshi namri khipa senge teri ti tingla yores che gendo ya.
So here now, according to the minority schools, or the Chittamatran's standpoint with regard to this, the nature or the Buddha natures. And and talks about, it says, there are of two types, it says, Buddha nature, there are of two types. One is the impermanent nature and one is the permanent nature. So there are of two types. And again, within the permanent nature, impermanent nature, and there are of two again. Within the permanent, impermanent, there are two. And one is Yandabi Yishi, which is the thoroughly, perfected wisdom, it says, is said to be a nature of Buddha nature. And then also it says, the seeds that can develop for complete state of enlightenment is said to be a Buddha nature. So these two are the impermanent nature of Buddha nature asserted by the Siddhamatran or the mind only. And so then again, speaking of the seed again, there are of two types. One is the naturally abiding nature, and then naturally abiding characteristic or entity, or one is accomplished by means of effort. So there are of two. One is not very much, again, dependent upon one's effort, but it is always there, which is, again, the Buddha nature. And then one nature that actually come into being due to efforts. So there are of two types. So therefore it says, according to this particular philosophical tenets, then it says, elaborate explanation of kunji, which is the mind basis of all, come into picture. Because when we talk about this nature, permanent and impermanent nature of the Buddha nature, it actually abides within the kunji, which is the mind basis of all. So in the according to the standpoints of the Chittamatra, they assert eight consciousness, five sense consciousness, six one body consciousness, And then that on, to add on to that is then Kunshi, which is the mind basis of all. And then there's one the deluded affliction with consciousness of afflictions. So there are of eight. So out of this eight, the mind basis of all will serve as a basis upon which the two Bodha natures actually abides.
That is painting Sange Ngarin Dole number Jiangwei Sabun La Dune Ese Simjian Tang Jian Nim Dishi Chibi Nimbu Jian Yin Nose. In a big Simjian Tang Jigil Sanji Jiri or Esen, she and John Wat answer. She Rajin Neri Kunji Tengi Same Jibi Nubala. Do this, do this was. Just a range in the Puget Takasa, range in the Quinji Tingi Same Kiwi Nubala, do the Duchiso. The Jimsella Tigdu Legion, Della Tubi Pachaji, Sabun Chongotan, Dantan, Chimboyan. Chuji ku sabun tu, ane sabun tu, tete, kunji number shibi, nyimbo yimbe, kunji number shibi, ngoni, mahimbatan, shi, kunji la, ane pige wachu, jin, lenchik tu neva, te chitam, pewa, te tamji, Nambi chuli woma tongwa tarbu sabun nam seni nen juwar siete di jang matabar sonsos. Ti du kunji tengi puke sabun ti ta kunji dan kunji tengi tindi samek sabun nipo ti pe woma da chutabun jayin ne de yor is. Ne de yor da ti Tangatini, a pre Nambi Chu Nani Womantoni Chushu Hondo Najinji, any Sabunam Seni, any pre Turba Chungutan Dinda Reptus, the Chimbuchi, and when you Chugu Sabunti, ya Seri Serendroni, did you check Timati Diba Sendroni, any Seri Ungresum Yosari. Sabunam sene, nain jewers and nain jewels said you, and a chugum woman jurum, jewel siete, deja, matavasun, so was said you. That engineering matavichas shame was one. Yeah.
So, in this philosophical tenets, it clearly states that there are Buddha nature that is. One Buddha nature that is in the nature of impermanence, impermanent nature of the functional things. So therefore it says, although this, it says the afflictions and the afflictions and the seeds that can become a potential for giving rise to Dharmakaya is said to be a mixture. Those are like actually mixed, like a water and milk. They are just mixture of water and milk. However, when one go through the real the practice or meditations, one then eventually get rid of the afflictive sight, regardless of when those, how much, the mixedest, well mixed those two are, but you're actually, due to one's, practice, one be able to actually get rid of the afflictive sight. And then only the seeds or seeds or the potential that give rise to the Dharmakaya will manifest further. And so here it says, as you go, and then when these seeds are really, you know, when these seeds really manifest, then it change, it actually transform its basis, because your seeds is totally manifested, and the basis of the seed itself will then be transformed by means of, you know, eliminating those afflictions. And so therefore, then since something that is transformable, then it must be the, you know, impermanent nature. So then also it says, when one you know, implants a very powerful power, you know, the potencies of hearing, which is the listening, and implanting a very powerful you know, seeds of, it says, small, middling, and great seeds, and then this will then, even the mind basis of itself can be transformed into the nature of chogu, which is Dharmakaya, it says.
Tatini teshin dun dodi jenle songpa yang duchi yin tese. Kamnam tani mo watang, drupa tate ye watang. Drupa tate mikbi shir riyo nyi tu ngaybar joji. Tiba sumji rik tate bi duchi tuse. Nyantuji tibi, nyantuji rik, rangji rik, tichenji rik se ne, rik sumyo bi jumsen kariru kubar se na, yu kam
Then also, you know, a citing from the Sutra Aryamkala, the ornament of Sutra, by saying, again, it is this cited by this Siddhamatrans, you know, the philosophical philosophers, by, you know, they are just quoting this from the Sutra Aryamkala by saying their main purpose is to establish the Buddha nature is something that is impermanent rather than permanent. That's because then it says because it has differences in its achievements, and different the way of way of approaching way of actually accomplishing the method to gain those Buddha nature, and then it has a different results. So therefore, it says here we talked about. He said that we talked about three types of again nature, Arya's nature. So then, three types of Arya's nature. So first, Arya nature referring to the Sharvaka, the nature of Arya nature of Sharvaka. Then the second is Arya nature of Pratikabuddha, and Arya nature of Mahayana or Bodhisattva's nature. So then he says, then again when we talk about the, this nature, all those three Aryas, right from the beginning of their, prior to their, engaging in their path, all of them has a different aspiration. They have a different aspirations. And for instance, the individual who is inclined to engaging in the path, who is inclined towards the path of Sharvaka, and who then this individual have aspiration to gain the liberation of Sharvaka, that is belong to the Sharvaka lineage. And then similarly, if the Pratikabuddha, who is again who inclined towards the path of Pratikabuddha, and whose aim is to achieve the liberation of Pratikabuddha, and then and the Mahayanan, whose aim is to gain the state of complete enlightenment. So those are the three different aspirations belongs to the three different categories of the practitioners. And this is also said to be a Arya's nature. And so as they have a different aspirations, and as a result of their different aspirations, and they also gain the different types of results, such as the great result, which is which is referring to the Mahayana result, who is inclined to a Mahayana path, and then middling result, who is inclined towards the Pratikabuddhas, and then the small result referring to the individual who is inclined towards the Sharvaka.
Yeah. Tene ndeya kunji tengi sabun la gong suwa senita, tanda gong la ya xe deya de kunji tengi sabun, sami sengi sabun tam la gong bari esa. Kunji nambar ma xa pi rik la yang, ene rangxin nerik tang jeba le chungwa nyi yu, jansa le tela rik kan xe na, dol du na nambar nyi ti rangxin nerik tang yāng tāpār dhūpa wō. Tēlā rāngshīn jī nēpē rīg nē jāngchū sāmbā nām jī jēnchē dhūkī khyabar kāngyīn bā tē. Dēnē jīg nē jīg dhū jū tē wōngwā tōmā mē bā nē dhū jēn chūnyī jī tōpā tē tāpā yēn nōs. Tēsī wāndu tā rāngshīn nē rīg tēlā ndō dhū wōna Jianxie zhu ge qiabai se du, mi ge jianxie ne yi jianxie ge pa de jianxie zhu bu de se ge yor, ta de gang yin ba de. De jimsen ka se na, ne jing tu ju de wong me, toma me bi du jian, chunyi ji toba de da bu wo se. Jianxie zhu se ju de jianxie zhu bu de da, toma me ba ni ma yong de ngan xi, ene kui din le ta rang xin ne rik de yu de re se na. Tidu wangshing awa ti, wangpung awa ti toko ta jīni chīdi gyūn parma chēt chīn, gyūni yōngbati jātu kuyō māre, kō parchēn rūgu yōre. Yīna tō yīchī nām hī gī tīngi tēlē sēgī yōi mātā. Dēlā kōng rē wāmbū ngā rīksū mēntēvī shēr jēnchē trūpa yīchī jēnchē lā jāwō sēwā lā sē. Sem zambi lu ki wangbu ngayang sem ji nawa zam yinbi se sor jabi chobar che do se. Te yidu zoba tela ta jenche chuki tingi tene nanyi tela ja se te churangi wangbu chubu si wangshi ngawo te Janan Diki Maris, you tell same time below the chair yourself, Maris. Caris and one shing of us and the Mundu, Ombung of the Yang, any piggy, each heavy danis on the Tubata, Mato Zeta Tio Marwati, danis on the Tuba Yota, any change to get danis and Siena and Dixaris, Taran Jean, Taran Jan and Dixaris, and Tajirum Jet in the song, yeah.
So, previously we talked about this impermanent nature of Buddha nature based on the Chittamatran's standpoint. And so, the Buddha nature we talked about is a thing mere referring only to the seat, it says, sabun. It is referring only to the seat. However, it is not to say, it says, however, it is not to say the Buddha nature, all the Buddha nature that exists within the mind basis of all, said to be impermanent. There are, again, permanent nature of Buddha nature that exists within the, the mind basis of all. And so, therefore it says, it is, so therefore it says there are they said of two types of Buddha nature, asserted even by this mind only schools, Chittamatrans. One is the naturally abiding Buddha nature, which is really talking about the suchness, something that is unchangeable. It is something that is void. So we're talking about that. And then there's another type of Buddha nature, which is a developable Buddha nature, again based on Chittamatran's standpoint. And so the So therefore it says, why it is said the naturally abiding Buddha nature, which is the permanent nature. And it's because it says this, the sixth source of perception, which is referring to the mental consciousness, not mentioning about the five sense consciousness, but the mental consciousness is said to be a continuous. It actually continues from the beginningless time. And so, similarly, again, too, that the permanent nature of the Buddha nature that exists, abide within this the mental consciousness is said to be beginningless and endless, and it is changeless. So therefore, it is the permanent nature.
Yeah. Ah. Tantor ju jang ne jian xie zhu se yang sim jian ji xi ju kam dang jian ne so gan du yang bar ma che du be min tun ne yong deng ge di din da ene ko jia ge yores parma chetu njubi tingi janjub tobi nuba tenchebi zesu yoresi janjub tobe ge tenche ngenge hiju parma che tolma yon dengenge ta juba parung juba de terung ene janjub la soba de tobrong gu nuba chi ente gan le yedere tel segresen
So it is one that has the potential of detaching itself from the afflictions. One that has the potential of becoming perfect, which in a sense, the perfect perfection here is in a sense of, you know, overcoming or the detaching all those afflictions, and that potential, you know, a very a positive potential that has is said to be then the Buddha nature. Again, well, still based on mind only.
Yeah. Oh, tu chinta rangin erik tindi shen ta genjur ji ri se te lolum tamche la yu do se loba lam ji ne lam la ya shu do du ne tu so ji su ta bi on du ne genjur ji ri te so bi loba kang la yu are se rangi tu ne be ri te ne ne tu sam gom sum ji tembar che ba na mi jen Yenjurushi, Tabatam, Yinte, Tabatam Yinte, Yasutinle, Semjevan, Yen Yimber, River Chate, Rick Tini, Nekavji, Chabarjan to Chuvala, Minjanji, Taba, Ne, Yantabur. Chuba xie jiao wo xie su wo si. Jie zha tu so ji su ma de wu kong lam tu ma xie kong la rang xie ne ri sen ta mi ta ni. Ti gang ge chuba se rong ta yun ten yong rong te la ni wa te la ten ri se ge yor si jian xie chuk ten ge. Ta sem jie son na ane kui ten ge ri ti tu so ji su tab ni ane pa ka jir jia wa yin za mi di ya pa jir ni ane pi ge Jinju Jisani, any means to look at your song.
So, speaking of this naturally abiding, according to this philosophical tenets, speaking of the natural abiding Buddha nature and developable Buddha natures, are here to make the difference, distinction between the two, is it says, the naturally abiding Buddha nature is abide within us from the beginningless time, within the continuum of all sentient beings from the beginningless time until beginningless time, and so then, and when so when the, so again this developable the Buddha nature, it is not actually possessed by all sentient beings. There is a certain, level that one can achieve this developable Buddha nature. According to this philosophical tenets, it says, when the individual is actually engaging in the path of learner, it says, path of learner, and so it's particularly saying when the individual is engaging in the path of learner. Then such individuals naturally abiding Buddha nature is conditioned by the one's practice of meditation and contemplations and application of antidotes and so on. This will then conditioned by these practices, one's naturally abiding Buddha nature will then become the developable Buddha nature. This is asserted by Chittamatra.
我能多的讲哩，让心当的结巴哩，真的担当担不当，有没你当些，人你人不当的，具有这不没不当，这不有不是些不你，的你个些那些，你搞不搞了具有吧，这不有不这些都搞不搞了没有些，的你搞不嘛的些呢？的你多半搞哇。 因即，在了，我们弄，在了什么呢？咱们的兄弟，你个人的是，年少的，十分的，这不马结将，这不马主把呢？啊，查瓦西家务，刚给这这不结将，结将，这不主不提，才能呢？十分刚硬不太阳，这不硬别。 Tényi chik tu dhuyni ti yishir rik te rabwa shi chawar tombar njuru osi. Ta tisay wandu lamdu mashu kongla kunyi kagari. Yini piki dobe goni sambayina gawa chadega yung dhizire. Ta zel sambayina zeljun chikwa chini ya yung bayinza lamdu shuk chasona kunyi
所以，it says now there's the arguments again raised in argument that we find in the text by saying there is a contradiction. It says sometimes you talked about the Buddha nature that has a potential of growing its seeds and sprouts and its result, and sometimes you talked about this as impermanent. So someone that entity that has a potential to give rise to giving rise to its result or its effect, an entity that doesn't possess this such a permanent entity. So those two are totally contradictory. So therefore, it is contradiction because sometimes you talked about Buddha nature as an impermanent, which is a seed that gives rise to its support and result and so on. And then sometimes you talked about something that is naturally abiding, which is totally permanent, that doesn't have any potential for giving rise to its effects and so on. So therefore, then it's to respond to this particular question by saying, when we talk about this naturally abiding Buddha nature and the developable Buddha natures are separate in identity, but they are one in substantial, one in substance, substantially one, but identically they are so different. So therefore, and it is when we talk about the permanent nature of Buddha nature, which is the naturally abiding Buddha nature, that is possessed by someone who is not actually engaged in the path. And then when we talk about the Buddha nature that has the potential for giving rise to its result, is then the individual who has actually engaged in the path and who's naturally abiding Buddha nature is conditioned by one's own practice and so on. So therefore, when you look at those two, it is actually possessed by the single person's continuum of the single person. And when you look at it and carefully analyze, then it's identically separate, but substantially one.
Yeah. 他的日数叫我们的三昧结为因了，去年日数结为呢是，他可是你养我的，但是三昧结是结为前的日结结，因为 chunyi te shiksu cheba te kare se na kundun le ji shil chwe ji yin she cha she na nyantu ta rang sanji ta sanji ji chwe tamche ji gyu yin bi she re ro se sheba tar tela ming ne yuanten jeba zamla riksu jo ko se tende chwe ji yin tela nyantu ji re rāng sāngjī yirīk, sāngjī yirīk sēnī jōgōyā jīmsēn kārī sēnā, tēlā mīng nī gōmbī, ē nyāntū jī tēnī pīgī jāngjī wā tō yōngu yōrī, rāngjī jī jāngjī wā tō gōrī, tīpā chīmbī jāngjī wā tō gōrī, yōntēn jī yī yōrī, tē yīmbī tāni rīk sūn jōgā rēs. Tē yīdū, sēm tāmbī chēyā gā rīk tēlā, tē tā nā mī jēn dā, jū jēn nī jī yī gōnī rīk sūn jōgā wōs. Samisimji sabun ya suyo tamni pigi bhavi gombalayan roja di ta yuyi jen jen jen. Chunyi la riksa ya di mi jen jen yonten jie yongbi chani ane riksu jen jabare songdu ya.
So it says so here it says why, then it says why this the Dharma Dhatu or the suchness or the emptiness of emptiness of this mind basis of all is said to be a Buddha nature, which is the you know naturally abiding Buddha nature that we talked earlier, which abides within this the continuum of all sentient beings. Why it is said as Arya nature, in other words. And so it is, then it says, it is because, you know, by means of meditating upon this, then the three different types of individual will gain the three enlightenment, their own, respected enlightenments, such as Sharvaka, who engage in the practice of Dharma Dhatu, who meditate upon the Dharma Dhatu or the suchness, then gain their respective enlightenment asserted by the Sharvaka themselves. And then similarly, the Pratitya Buddha, who again by engaging in the practice of meditating on this suchness or the Dharma Dhatu, who gain the state of enlightenment of the Pratitya Buddha. And then similarly, the Buddha or Bodhisattvas who engage in the practice of meditation on the suchness of Dharma Dhatu, who gain the state of enlightenment, you know, complete state of enlightenment, and so on.
Yeah, that's the omavilu ne chujuven dole dole ne meshi tan chujale ne chushi dar. Jangshu sambo lodenji rinin sama dale shi isi. Ngāntu tuwa yuwa tila ta mē yuwa ti tuwa ta dāmbi lāla mē yuwa ti tuwa yuwa shi sa jīngsē kua na yuwa tuwa ta ki mē ta pōtu ku yuwa. Chūjā pūr ku yuwa sa la ta pūki chū yuwa ti yuwa pūki chūjā pūki pūr ni ku chū dīngi yuwa ti pōtu ku yuwa. Tē nā yuwa ji jāngshū sāmbā lō dīngi rīg nīn sāma tā lī shī isi. Jiangju gu sem ju la denpa ti ju la tikpa chenpa rigi yuwa ti ku pigi lunga ka tanyi la ta tindi la ta ni eni pigi bautu gu yuwa resi. Wa tindi sungu du ya. Ori ti ma lo na rigi du. Sheba tan tumbar uman ju ba li. Suzu jiwi tui na tongpa nye tui ni na tu rab tu gawa la yang ta yang tun chung. Rāv tu gāvā līnchūn chūmī mīng lēnshē, lūchī bābā dhūmā jūwa kāyīm, tēlā dzōbī sāngjī lōyī sāvān yōyō sē, shē yōng dū. Yēnī, sōsū jīvī tū nā nī, tōmbā nī jī dhā tū yōng dū, yēnī nā lā gāvā bē tsē mē bā tīndi jī, gāvā tī lē chōng wē, Ming ni chima ti yuwa ta, lu chi babu dungwa la soba ti. Ini piki gansa ti yu la, ini zobe sanje loye sabun ne toni tobe ta sabun chabar chenji khujul yobati potugu yores dagan ajeng ge janju sambati chujalin chuhi dangse ti e janju sambati su chi lunga ga tenil te ne ti julla pge tibichin beji ene ninji chembu yobati ene lunga ge tenil te ne po ne gure re sengu du tatin ma jing ni she yong du wa uma bi lu la ya
So then again, according to the Madhyamaka standpoint, so then it says, just like Madhyamaka standpoint of asserting this Buddha nature by saying, just by seeing a smoke, one can prove there is a fire in that particular in that particular area where the smoke is, and then also just as you see a water bird flying in this particular area, that actually a proof that can a proof reasoning, you know, that's a valid reasoning of having a water in this particular areas. In the same manner, when you look at the you know, bodhisattvas or the practitioners, one can actually prove this individual as a bodhisattva is by looking at the actual gestures of physical and verbal gestures of the individuals. So then it says one can prove that someone who is not even, you know, on the path of bodhisattvas, who have not actually generated the bodhicitta, one can prove, you know, who prior to, you know, generation of bodhicitta within the individual's continuum, one can again prove such individual has extraordinary sort of seeds for realizing ultimate nature of reality, emptiness. It is because it says right from the beginning, when the such individuals is heard about the meaning of emptiness, and the person will have, you know, totally, you know, have such a, you know, have a feeling of a delight, you know. So this delightful feeling will then you know, enables an individual to have tears in their eyes, and the pores of their hairs from the bodies are standing, and so this is again a proof, you know, it's a valid science of such individual actually has a, you know, potential, extraordinary potential for realizing emptiness, and then similarly when someone, so here we are talking about how the Buddha nature is possessed by someone who is on the path and who is not on the path. And someone who is on the path, how can one prove someone who is on the path is again bodhisattva's path? It's again by looking at the someone who is on the bodhisattva's path, by reflecting their mind upon the, you know, the infinite suffering nature of sentient beings, and such a bodhisattvas would actually, the tears in their eyes and the hairs of their bodies will stand up and so on. And that is again a reasoning, approved reasoning, or valid reasonings of having such individual as what we call the Mahayana, Rik Mahayana, you know, nature, which is great compassion.
Yeah. 다드네 니바텔라 제르 심젠지 히귤라 윤덴 제롱샹 드바파롱위 주점식 릭순조발라 우문바스 샘샘바 니가타 제번 툼바레스 심젠게 줄라 윤덴 탐진 종으로마다 드바파롱위 주점식라타 릭스는 조야티 우섬니기 제번 튼시앙 뽀도 롱오야 드멀로버 와세 뽀노 임베니게 나라 킬랭거다 드멀로버 와 송와텔 송와 임베세 로버베 돈 문튼데스 드멀로버 와 인생인데 에니 킬랭젠젠 통구요 말치다 드멀로버 와 임바데 그랜이게 킬랭버치 이나 로버로 인루데 내가 말했어 오나 오마비 갈세월세나 대달 오마비 오마반 남네 지마시와 르 따네 야바 좀 인기 돈을 제수 마주비 돈이 인비 로버로 조코스 지마 로버와 생긴데 생기 장신의 슈비 오마 지마 로버와 생긴데 르바 따바 삼고 야바지 레마도 돈을 Rangiji Matubare, Rangan Matubare. Tinsako, same the terror in the Loborvares, and Oma, wait in the Jagayores. That same Zambi condition, same Zamba Namne, Tima, same town, same the Joma, Yamangi Mo in base. Same Zambi Tima, same the same the same Joma, Charles on Yoma, but the same the same Joma, Dengi, Tima. 丁子仰望的仰望是对我不认识我不认识人了这是丁阳旁边内陆来过了也是旁边内陆刚才说呢那些旁边内陆没藏话当台湾明白当没藏话当大度在那马主把丁里说的有的内陆来过为藏话台湾大话 다도 주변 준비 춤이 있겠지 계획을 대주대 율순종의 권이 도반률라세 대주대 생원주 산대 따다 집어디 이네 그게 다도 등의 차주시 사람도 개발만도 무장와다 동화와다 마타와다 다도 매버지 도용원주 이네 지마티지티기 생유 순종도고요. 생유 순종도도 아니 코이제비 차소뇽모고스에 랑망 돈도고요. 돈도 인자 딘디기 찬이 아니 주말로버와 인세기요. 마도 주마틀루 따바삼지 로버와세 딘디시에게 말세. 로버와 인루티 샘탐바도 오마니 인졸루 무더레스마.
맞소. So, both the philosophical tenets of the Mainoli and the Madhyamaka assert they unanimously accept the possibility of achieving extraordinary quality within one's mental continuum, and then also possibility of overcoming or eliminating afflictions, the mental afflictions, subtle and gross mental afflictions, and both of those philosophical tenets accept in the same way, and it is harmoniously accept, it says, and so then also both of them accept the afflictions is advantageous. Both the Madhyamaka and the mind only, or Citta Matra, accepts the afflictions of one's mind is said to be advantageous. However, the difference is the way in which they identify the actual mode of existence of the advantages are then differs as a big difference. between the Madhyamaka and the Siddhamatrans. So, according to the Madhyamaka, it says when they talk about this, afflictions are the advantages because they are not exist by its own substantial. There's no substantial existence, and there's no there's no existence of the affliction itself doesn't exist by the virtue of its own characteristics and intrinsically. And therefore, this, the affliction, the mental affliction, is said to be irremovable. It can be removed. It is existence. The existence of those afflictions is mere imputation of term and concept. So therefore, it is advantageous, it says. And then the next it says, next, according to the Madhyamaka, again they have their interpretation of this, the afflictions being advantageous is different. So it says because all those afflictions arises out of mind, and whatever that arises out of mind is other part. It says, xianwang, which is other part, which is impermanent nature and other part. And that exists substantially here. And so so then it says, it is this afflictions come into existence because of attachment towards one's body, which is one's physical body being looking at as a very pure, blessed, permanent and self, self-existence. And it's because of this four, then for this four views that enables to, becomes a condition for arisal of all those attachment and aversions. So therefore it says, once you understand the mode of existence of this physical aggregates, psychophysical aggregates, not being a pure, not really a blessed, not a permanent, and a selflessness. Then when you have this understanding, then the mystic and thoughts or the views that is actually conceiving in a mystic way, or erroneous way, will be dispelled. It is through dispelling of that, then all those afflictions is arised. Irrigated. All the afflictions will be eliminated. So therefore, the this affliction is said to be advantageous. So the although they accept both, but the way mode of existence of the afflictions being advantageous are different.
Yeah. Tā umabhi ane simjī chūnyi tī rāngjī nērīg su tā rīgbāyāntāgā rūp kukuyo rīgbā. Rīgbāyāntāgā mātīw nā simjī chūnyi tī rāngjī nērīg rī būtā nēchū rī sī nī yumsān yāntāgā māmu kuyā mē nā tī kāyī nā sī kārīwa, tā sim sāma kuñcū kāyī nā sī kārīwa. Tī dū tī rūp yōntī tā rūp sū kārī sī nā Sumchen namla rangchi su yobi semji chunyi su. Yudan jenriwa tindik juya xeba mayinba. Yine yujian kanla ya tuyaba mengengi semgi rangchi nipa ne dengen ti ta semgi chunyi ti. Rangchi su yobi semji chunyi chujian su. Rangchi tu nebi rigin ti su. Ko rangchi tu nebi rigin ti. Rangla mingne gomna. Yuntē tamche kūne kūntum pēwarin jūwē chūjī njōne su jūwa tāngāsi jīmsē jīgjē. Kōla mīngni gōmīn sēdū rāngi jūjī tīne sēmjī chūnyi tīla mīngni yāne yāntu gōmba jīgī yīna yonde kone kondu pendro yage, yonde tamchen jone yage, yonde jonkonji chade yorse, te chikche. Lobar ji timan tata rimji yante, tar taba ni denji ngo niku njua yinbi shirte yase. Yonde tindir lobar ji tima teje te, yonde pige le par taba tamji tima lobar wa teje te, ene rangje neri le mingne gomdegi ina ta rangje neri sete sem chunye re songa rangge juji sem ji chunye le mingne gomdegi ina chuma lomo wate jete tando gore se tando du sem chunye kora rangje ji taba wese ware te kan lomar ji time tando du taba ni den ji ngo ni ku wese ne ene ngana su sanje ge tugyo la ne kuji na ne moni ji ku sengende ti ta ne chugu yore sa ya.
So now the Madhyamaka you know actually establish its reasoning there by giving the you know they're just giving a reasoning how this you know the nature that the naturally abiding you know Buddha nature that we that possessed by all sentient beings is said to be said to be a Buddha nature in other words it says why it's said to be a Buddha nature that or the Dharma Dhatu exists at the continuum of all other sentient beings is said to be a Buddha nature and so it says this naturally abiding Buddha nature, naturally abiding the suchness, chunyi, which is the Dhamma Dhatu, within this within the sentient beings, within the continuum of all sentient beings, is not really created by someone, nor it actually arises out of causes and conditions. It was primordially there, you know, from the beginning of a beginningless time, and it is causeless, has no conditions, and nor it is created by someone. So it's there, you know, primordially. And so now, the point is, so if one is able to meditate upon this mode of existence, suchness, or the Dhamma Dhatu, then one's quality, it says, will flourish limitlessly. It will flourish further and further, and then will become a source of giving rise to all the realizations, it says. And so, not only that this will actually, develop one's own spiritual realization with regard to emptiness, but also this will remove at the same time it says it will remove the afflictions, which is adventitious afflictions, and so as a result of removing these adventitious afflictions, one then gains the what we call the purified state of two kayas, or the two bodies. And so it says, nature of mind itself is not, it is unsoiled by, it is unsoiled by the advantageous afflictions. It is just covered by the advantageous advantageous afflictions. And as you remove those covers, the layers of the thickness of the covers of the darkness of these afflictions, then the nature itself, the nature of mind itself, or naturally abiding, the suchness itself is said to be a luminous. So when you remove those two, then the nature, when you remove those advantageous afflictions, then the nature of mind, that is the Dhamma Dhatu suchness, will then become a nature truth body.
Yeah. Then, Sumchenji Juji sem te rangi chuni tomba ni la mingne gomba rachi tar somba na sem te yigi chuku njuwa ta ti chuni rangi namda ki ngo ni ku njuwa yimbi jinsen ki sem te chuni rangi niri su jaba yinji isi Simchenji juji chunyi yinze ganga rangi nire jaga yo marisi. Sim mayin kengi ji zubondan tindigi ji yule tini donyi da mambu yo, don chujin mambu yo. Tesu tengi chunyi di rangi nire jaga yo marisi. Timi jago karisena ti gomban tarishin rudu donji chujin di yigi chukudan ti tengi donba di ngonyi kulun jo tuga yo marisi. 고통의 주제 희바 마인자 이게 죽은 죽은 말와 대인 마인자 금디 심진 에네 지 주지 샘디 춘이디 동반이 될라 민네 곰곰 곰제네 에네 곰바라지 타선도디 샘디 이게 죽었자 에 뒤에 그 주마 탐제자 자위 동반이디 에네 뭐니 짓고 제네 다 김선 탈도 드리고 누야.
So why this is the suchness of the mind itself is said to be a source for giving rise to all the qualities. It's because when we look at, you know, when one takes the example of one's own body, we have a lot of different limbs, psychophysical aggregates and so on and so forth. Each of those limbs and aggregates serve as a basis for emptiness. However, those emptiness is not to said, not to be said as a Buddha nature or naturally abiding Buddha nature, because of its basis itself. This basis will not actually, this contaminated, body or physical of aggregates will not actually become an enlightened body. This will not transform into enlightened body. So why then the suchness or dhammadhatta of mind itself, the mental consciousness itself is said to be a Buddha nature? It's because it is through meditation on this Buddha nature, on this dhammadhatta or suchness of suchness of one's mind, and one eventually eliminates the mental afflictions. And as a result of completing all those mental afflictions, then the mind itself will then become the wisdom truth body, and the suchness of the mind will become a nature truth body. So, It is for this reason why the emptiness or the suchness of the mind itself is said to be a naturally abiding Buddha nature.
Yeah. And the Rangjin Neri said in Dumachevita, Tawa Imadugu, Tedugudu, and the Rangjin Neri Dumachesu, Jusuni, Rangjin Neri Chuchin. Rangi jujin ji ndu cheba mayinti simche tang che ki ju la toma mewa ni rangchi su yobi sheti. Koncho tibi ndoli gandu ndu che chung, ndu chungze kyang mewa teni ndu ma che yin la. Ndu cheba mayinba kaan yinba teni paba namji rigin su te. Rik tene nangka ta nyamba nyi ki chabar mewa wos. Te zang rangshin neri singhinti tawari karisana jujen ji sato machiwa chini simchen ki simla rangshin supa ne dengengi. Te yang tu tatwa ne dengengi nangka nangshin chini pigi simchen tamchilaba chab dengengi eni chunyi inza ku tawari esin ta tata mako na ta jumsen ti shekindu ya.
So now the Madhyamaka actually establishing the reason why this naturally abiding Buddha nature is said to be a permanent nature. It is a permanent entity because it's an unconditioned phenomena. It says it is unconditioned phenomena because this, naturally abiding, Buddha nature, is abides, is a presence within the continuum of all sentient beings from the beginningless time, causelessly and with no conditions and so on. And it exists forever, and it exists forever like a space, it says, like a space. And so therefore, it is, beginningless, and it endless, and no cause, no conditions. So therefore, it is an unconditioned phenomena, or impermanent, a permanent phenomena.
Yeah. And then, 그게 장조 선배 시절에 최지 인론냄바 남과 딸을 양바 장신 월사와스 대달 대답이 되니 최지 인 장신 내리는네 월사와는네 대바티 다 장조 선배 때 제대서 Janju Sambhajadu Sanjigatane Rikse Tsarwa. Rikse Tsangang Janju Sambhajadane Ndebe Sanji Chomdende Namji Riksu Chieva Re. Maombe Sanji Chomdende Namji Ya Riksu Chieva Re. Tataran Chome Sanji Chomdende Namji Ya Riksu Chieva Yin She Songsos. Tienza Nena Tishen Chieva Namji Riksu Chieva Te Sengwandu Tiba chimbi rik se ne, ne janju sem ju le jie song na, ta tishi shiwa nam ji rik, tishi shiwa nam ji se, jiawe rik se wa tini tsen ta yung duwa.
So, if one is then able to, achieve the bodhicitta, then one is said to be one belongs to the family of Tathagata and the Buddhas. And so then it says, then one retains the name of the child of Tathagatas and child of victorious. And then it says, it is at the moment, it says, at the moment that you have generated bodhicitta, and the very moment that you have generated bodhicitta, then you are actually said to be cleared away the darkness that obstruct us from gaining the state of complete enlightenment. So therefore, you retain the name of the son or the child of the Tathagatas and all the victories.
Yeah, taona tindi rig seva tindi pita chimba tindi yimba yinna ta nganzu Rik sebi tap kari yore, ta nga su jula rik niku de yore wa, rik se de yore ma. Ta rik seya ki tap kari yore san, te tap mambu yore sa ya. Rik sebar chebi tap sheba ne se. Tikpa chenbu rik sebar chebi tap yote. Koncho sumla ni taba ne kyeb sun ro wa se. Nga su jula tikpa chenbu rik se gogundu na. Ene pyoge koncho sumla nyi taba nipe kyamru nambar taba che go yo resi. Go sumji dikdo nam nyembo toji tsangwe go ne. Ene shabu tsujin du cheba tangaji, nyi che. Kowa che tang chera ki dungar, ene dungar ki nyemi lebar samne, sambe rik sabar njuwe she te resi. Ta rik saya ge tene tabla tene Sumiore, somebody got it and a conjo sum layer, ni tavern, jambuchiati, Tibuchimiri sayagitini, jutigris. Gosumji dictum de genium, toji tami gonta, nimbutuji gondavish shooting mogochin remainder. Toji tami goni, shabba tsujin to chena. Niche, coaches the cheddar dumella, nimic, lever and tomes, and eric saying where is it. kocha tu cheta ka ten dungar yakun thong song na, ta rik sabar njur tes ya, tab tindi resha.
So now, we talked about such a precious and valuable, you know, the nature that we have within us, which is Buddha nature, or the naturally abiding Buddha nature. And since, if this is, you know, now a very precious, and how one can really activate this Buddha nature that we have within us, or it says, in other words, how one can, you know, let this manifest by clearing out all the advantages, you know, afflictions. So then it says, because right now, for us, you know, this Buddha nature is in a dormant manner. It's kind of, you know, really in a deep sleep within us. It is not awakened. So how one can awake, you know, make this awaken, form the deep sleep. And then there are many different methods. And so there's the first method, it says, to taking refuge in spiritual from the depth of one's heart with no doubt. And that is the key factor. And without which, again, we'll not be able to actually manifest our Buddha nature, it says. And then once negativity accumulated through three doors must be confessed through the application of four antidotes. And then contemplation on the faults or the suffering nature of the cyclic existence in general and as well as in particular. So it is through this then one is able to actually, you know, clear away the advantages and, you know, let this Buddha nature awake.
Yeah. Tadi jimsen karse na rik sewa la sakjian cheba yinjing minjing hundun rogo rima to tiba jime rik sewa chega mara tenza sakjian hundun rogo be shiroos. Deyan ta nyanggol lama tsongko be chenbu nyanggol le shinin ngandu meji dhaan mechen te yinjing ke kongcho sumdo nge te shere jangdu shintu tenpa taas te lajja nyamba mebaryan, te ya kanna lende lesamde, lantur tsujin zhonglar, ra le suho sene. Manzu shini, nyawa jigri jigmari sene, ta parche jigri he samadavad, mato jigmari sambi dinsu kaya omaris, din me chiyans. Tendik dinsu mebachi, tsuzuyo chi demadivachi ne, koncho sumbutpe, ti injikyubde, koncho sum ngede yore. Tili jambaji ta gogoyo amare. Chese ngansungu dunga lin jikta tili kyumkende ta koncho sum ngeba inza gyumsen tihi shen na kyamru. Tese kyamru shuntu tenpa tansi. Ta nyi taba nipi kyamru yaku shivu je gogoyo arisi. Gariri gyumsen garisi na shindu na kawandu gina ha gogoyo amare wa. Ta ngansungu sa na tibu jime rik saya chede pase suzeri wa ali dunga nyo mase nin kue na māsōng dōngā nyōng dējir wā. Tē yīnzā, tē shēr kiamdru shūntu tēmbā tāng. Tē yī labzhā nyāmbā mēbār yāngs, kiamdru labzhā tsui hō sāng tāng nē. Yīnī, sāngjī kōngchō wā labzhā, chū kōngchō wā labzhā, gāndō kōngchō wā labzhā tī yī tī, yīnī pī kī mēbā chēn yā hō chēn, mā nyāmbā chē kō wā rī sā. Tē yāng kāna lēndī sāng tē sā. Tenya kanna lendi liksam tes. Tenya kar naase du kaabu gewele, naabu mgewele, kaabu gewele gen trebu kar kar yungu yoba. Manzu dewa chungse ma chungna te tamche kaabu gewele gre. Dungar chungse ma chungma yina te naabu mgewele gen trebu re. Ranju le mgewa kazi kazi yoba. Kiwa ngama nam saashe wa kandi yoba. Ta tasubi yaku samtane. Lāntur tsūshin tūla rāli sōsi. Ani pē gīwa chūnchūng wā chīna kū nāngchūng mā chīwa chīna kāzi sā tūp tūp kāso nāso chīna pē chānda tsē chī ngānda dāng. Ani tīgini yā chī jāmdru chīyā tīni pē chī ngāngchūng chānsum tīndi chī gōmiyā rī tā kāngā chī khutā basā chī gu gu yu rīs. Lāntur tsūshin. Dorje chunchung chi yin na yin ti pa nyamik ti yin pa togi tuwa chin tsui chun tu ra le suwo sin. Wada tinti sungu tu ya.
So it says, in order to again to be awakened one's Buddha nature, you know, one need to, you know, go through the complete the practice of accumulation and accumulation of merits and purification of negativities, which is the prerequisites for awakening one's Buddha nature, without which it's not possible for one to actually awaken one's Buddha natures. So therefore, one must go through the extensive practice of accumulation of merits and purification practices. So here again, by reflecting one's mind upon, because without, you know, so it is definite that it is definite that death will arise, death will, you know, occur. And then again, uncertainty of when this occurs. Once this occurs, and we have no confidence that we will not actually fall into a lower realms. And if we were to, you know, look at carefully, and we were more like definite, it is very definite, we were very certain that we will definitely, you know, certain that we will definitely fall into lower realms at this point. And so now, how one can protect oneself from not falling into that, you know, lower realms. And then this is then the practice of taking refuge in three jewels. It's the main practice, because the three jewel is the one that actually protect us from falling into the lower realms. And so therefore, one must engage in the practice of taking refuge in three jewel from the depth of one's heart. And so if we were to again pass away when after the death, if one takes a rebirth within the lower realms, then let alone that we will be able to you know, awaken our Buddha nature. In fact, we will totally overwhelmed. We are totally overwhelmed by the sufferings of the lower realms, and there's no way that you have a chance or possibility to actually awaken one's Buddha natures. So therefore, one take refuge in three jewels, not by just verbalizing, but internally. Take refuge in three jewels by reflecting one's mind upon the advice of taking refuge in Buddha, and then advice taking refuge in Dharma, the advice of taking refuge in and Sanghas. And then this will be followed by the contemplation on the black and white karma, it says, or positive, in other words, the positive and negative karma. And what kind of, you know, result that white karma will give rise to, what kind of, you know, or result the black karma will give rise to. And so therefore, with this understanding, one try one's best to eliminate or abandon engaging in negative deeds, even if it's a very minor. Right from the way, this is how we actually train ourselves, by abandoning this negative deeds through the minor, negative deeds, and then we go and develop and go through the major. So we'll get rid of all those. So otherwise, if you, you know, ignore the minor and you always kind of, you know, engaging in this, in eliminating this major, then this is not a right way, because then there's a potential for again one will not be able to abandon those deeds forever, but you will keep on doing that. So therefore, look at from the small and then try to go through a bigger ones. And similarly, if you when you are engaging in the practice of the virtuous deed, even if it's the smallest virtue, one must always try to adapt it and abandon the negative deeds and so on.
Yeah. 다른 생이 차에 된 많이 봐도 사실 뭐 대마사 maybe 줄라라 고슴 되통 좀해 봐 봐. 라벨레르 좀한 내지 윤도 이제 참아 된 바지스. 당하지 지워시마 아니 티고 준비 남 냠슬랭기 지 제기 섬내려 자기 요리 티고 준비 남 주발라 생이 차에 된지 된야 혹시 많이나 아니 많이 봐도 사실 뭐 된 미르지 토가 있나 아무 마상화 있나 연구요 말 아무 근거 참바 있나 야 전쟁 명근 지나 야 추주 두고요 말 전쟁도 어찌 지 여바 있나 야 발제 마무지 용어 되나 두고요 말 드니 많이 캔게베 천이 참화시 된지 대 많이나 대네 대우 준비하면 야지 겁나 사주 친구 용어 말했어 대인서 마상매비 대 마상매비 줄 하우스 대 마상매비 줄 만들다 ti chance yala soba tindi be samba namta chene gosum tikton chime baban des labu ledu jwa ne cheves tabe nambu chi bu song do gosum tikton chime ba de yare ti ti na ne labu ti le yi ti ba le di o ta ti pe jwa ne cheve jun do ji chwa tem ba ches ta ti wa shu ma ene chu dube ten zambu si nye ya ge wa ja ge na ti jul lo ge lo ge la en te la ge che nge go sum ge dik tong te ge ti la bo te le ju ti ge ti nyem bu to ji cham yo ne be gyun tu ti gyun tu be nyem bu to ji cham yo ne ene sha bo ya ge che sho son ta te sum du ya
So the, here, in order to have a complete, you know, in a perfect, you know, the life, or you know, to engage in the practice of the Dharma in the future life, then it says one must engage in the practice that creates a cause for giving rise to this. Perfect rebirth. Because if again one is unable to create the causes and conditions of giving rise to the perfect rebirth in one's future life, then with lack of those causes, complete causes and condition, will not be able to find the complete result. One may able to obtain a human rebirth, but there might be physical defects or the missing of faculties, incomplete faculties, and also a lot of sicknesses, and a lot of obstacles, and so on and so forth. And so those are all incomplete causes that we, so therefore, in order to free oneself from all those obstacles, one need to first engage in the practice that creates the complete causes and conditions which give rise to the perfect or the conducive human life that one can carry on one's practice. So therefore, it again and again it is emphasized in the text by saying, engage in the practice of purification and accumulations of the merits, which will then be able to have the complete causes and condition of having a fortunate rebirth. And then one engage in the practice of confession of by application of four antidotes.
Yeah. dunga dhimbe nyimik sam ni mita dunga dunga dhami zhila soba tili samdhani enin kuwa chita chitaka dunga yaku samlu matamba yina enin kuwa li tando ku enin genjong taba tuni jilo jiro chiga maris gongjong kuwa njuyo masam na kuwa zawa chutu miki bes gongjong sengende kuwa lanjubi gyu leta nyumaba nyi nguya zongani teni ge wangan kuwa kuwa yaba ti nani Maripi wangan kordega yobati yaku uchi yurum rogo, yu tambu di tome maripi di ngoyo zonani teki ka matuwa yena koyo tawa chyo su shiki marite koyo tawa chyo matuwa na din ribu ka tuya yo maris koyo tawa chyo su mishibi sili ngenjong chyo shi tenpata sibon kuwa la ngenjong ku chyo shi shu tenpo che kuwa kangi chanwa shiba che kuwa kangi chinde yoba shi hakuwa chene. Tati lamtsu na suwa tusu pe steven tuwa shuta choji junjin che, doka lehi chewa tambe tam, dāngzīn jājī tāyī būsū sū, mārīng mēmbī mācīn kūnīn tāp, mēmbī jī, sībār jīshīn jīwār, dūngā sūn jīshīn mēmbī nēs. Tā tījī gā wāng gā kuwā lā mā jīnī, lē tā nyōmō wī shāba tījī gā bā. Yīnī, tā jū tījī gā ngā sēvū shīyā ngū dā yā.
So then here, one need to understand very clearly, it emphasizes again and again to understand the four seals of the doctrines that we talked earlier. Because it says, if one is unable to realize this contaminated phenomena is in the nature of suffering, and then one will not be able to have a perfect aspiration to attain liberations will not arise. So therefore, first of all, one must understand all the contaminant phenomena are the nature of suffering, and then impermanent nature, and so on. And so, then contemplate one's mind upon the origin of sufferings. How does this origin of suffering actually enables the sentient beings to rotate, you know, within the cyclic existence or the samsara, and how the sentient beings are actually swept along with this karma and delusions, and not being, you know, free themselves from that, and try to, you know, then think about this, how the, you know, source of this, you know, this origin of the sufferings, you know, giving rise to all those, enabling sentient beings to, existing within the cyclic existence. And then also, particularly how the sentient beings are actually swept along with this marikpa, which is the ignorance. So think about ignorance is the root cause for cyclic existence. And again, if one is unable to identify this root cause of cyclic existence, which is ignorance, and there is no way we can actually uproot the the cause of cyclic existence. So therefore, it is important to understand. So it's very clear. It's very clearly mentioned in the three principles of the three parts, the three principles part by the Lama Tsongkhapa Pasen. It says they are swept along on the four river, four ferris river currents, and chained up, tied in the past deeds, hard to undo, and stuffed in a steel cage of grasping self, smothered in the pitch black ignorance. So try to contemplate on this, and contemplate on the meaning of this verse. This is clearly mentioned how the sentient beings are trapped within this cyclic existence.
Yeah. Tā tēnī jēnī gōmbā yīnā, anī ngāndzī tīwa chīmī rīg sē yungu rīs. Tīwa chīmī rīg sē wā yīnā, anī tīwa chīmī rīg sē wī tā māmbā yō, tā tī sēn shūnā mā rē.
So, it is through this kind of meditation, then there's a, then one will able to awaken one's, tīwa chīmī rīg, which is a māyana rīg, māyana nature, which is the naturally abiding Buddha nature. And then there will be a lot of signs that we want me have. But we will talk about this tomorrow.
Okay. Sāshī bījī yūshī mē tō chāma rēv līngshī nītē jāmbā nē sāngjī shāntū mē tēm rūgun nām dāshīn lā chū bā rā shū gāngrī rā vē kō vē shēngam tē pēntā lē wā mā shē rē sīng wān tīndī jā sū yī shē bē sīng tēm 天就若即